From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition of six nations, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Britain, call for an immediate ceasefire in Aleppo. They are condemning Russia for interfering with attempts to bring humanitarian aid to civilians still trapped in the Syrian city. They are also calling on the Syrian government to agree to a United Nations plan to send humanitarian aid to the city. A Pakistani plane crashed while traveling from the northern town of Chitral to Islamabad Wednesday. All 45 people on board were killed. The Pakistan International Airlines plane went down and burst into flames in an isolated mountainous area near the town of Havelian. 42 passengers, five crew members, and a ground engineer were on board. Authorities in Indonesia Wednesday declared a two-week state of emergency after an earthquake hit Aceh province. That quake on the northern tip of Sumatra killed at least 97 people. Officials say hundreds more were injured. The town of Murudu was among the hardest hit areas. Authorities say more than 500 people were injured, many of them injured seriously, and there is an urgent need for emergency supplies and excavation equipment to move heavy debris. What was billed as the last big gathering of survivors of the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor took place Wednesday in Hawaii. The observance came 75 years to the day after the surprise attack that took the lives of 2,400 people and brought the United States into World War II. Thousands stood and clapped when a few dozen survivors joined others to lay wreaths. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen retired Marine General John Kelly to lead the Department of Homeland Security. The agency is tasked with combating terrorism. Trump says former critic Mitt Romney is still being considered for Secretary of State. That reinforces reports that Romney remains the leading contender for that position. Trump has selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the next U.S. ambassador to China. He has a relationship with the Chinese president Xi Jinping that goes back more than 30 years. The Associated Press says a source close to Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt says he will be nominated to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Time magazine named Trump as its annual person of the year on Wednesday. Marcus Harton takes a look.
After the magazine's selection was announced, Mr. Trump called into NBC's Today Show. He agreed with Time's characterization of a divided nation, but rejected the notion that he was partly responsible for the split.
It's divided. I'm not president yet, so I didn't do anything to divide.
Mr. Trump defended his frequent use of Twitter, telling Today Show host Matt Lauer it's a way to reach people more honestly than dealing with what he called dishonest reporters. Marcus Harton, Washington.
The British Parliament voted Wednesday to support Prime Minister Theresa May's March 31st deadline to begin the nation's formal exit from the European Union. The government agreed to reveal some details about its negotiations on Brexit. Ms. May had been reluctant to reveal much, believing that doing so would weaken Britain's hand in the talks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a meeting in France with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. The proposed December meeting in Paris was aimed at restarting long-stalled Middle East peace efforts. Mr. Netanyahu expressed willingness to meet privately with Abbas, but not at international conferences such as the French-sponsored summit. Vote counting began in the West African nation of Ghana, that following an election to choose the country's next president and parliament. The incumbent president, John Mahama, is seeking a second term. Forces in Somalia's Puntland region have retaken Kandala, the only town in the country that was controlled by fighters allied with the Islamic State group. Puntland troops recaptured the Red Sea coastal town just after 10 a.m. local time Wednesday. NASA's Cassini space probe has beamed back the first close-up views of Saturn's atmosphere. The new images come from the planet's northern hemisphere. The probe shot the photos before going on its current 20-week mission to skim the planet's rings. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.